Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann Pross, who's the director for the Atlantic Campus of Iowa Western Community College. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning, LaVon.
And it seems like in the past, I've always talked about the new events coming up, the new classes, and that's really, really important. But you know, I got thinking, maybe we should take a look back. Actually, I've been around long enough that I kind of remember when college campuses or community colleges got to be a possibility. So I thought, let's take a look back.
That's right. And you know, for me, it was a great exercise in reviewing some of that history for Iowa Western. And where I, you know, you kind of think you know the history, but it's good to look it all up and read it all over again. And really, it was quite a movement that brought about community colleges in their existence. Started back in the 50s, when, of course, the only option for higher education was a four-year region institution. And, you know, it was determined at that point in time, and still remains the case today, that's not always the right option for every student, whether that be a student who's just leaving high school, a traditionally aged college student, or someone who is wanting to maybe move into a separate career at a different time in their life, that a four-year institution may not be the right choice for them. So that's kind of what brought about this movement in the 50s and 60s, that there needs to be another institution that would help address academic needs.
Well, you know, it used to be, too, you didn't change. You didn't add all that stuff on. You just said, I'm going to be a teacher, and then you were a teacher for the rest of your life, regardless. Life changed, and so the education system had to change, and community colleges sort of struggled there for a bit.
You know, and yeah, I think community colleges have changed in terms of how people view a community college. So back in the 1966 is when community colleges were actually formed through an act of the legislature, and then as well as area school boards needed to approve those. So Iowa Western, and they were all given kind of territories to start out with. So Iowa Western has a 7-county territory, and it started out more technical and vocational, but very quickly it added on some of those arts and sciences and degrees so that a student could indeed transfer over into a four-year institution. But the vast majority early on was much more technical. And I think over the years, they certainly, the way in which they serve the community and serve students has certainly evolved. I think perhaps back when I was making my educational choice, golly, I hate to admit how many decades ago that was, but a junior college had a little bit different maybe image at that point in time than it does today. I think today, even with partnerships with our region institution, I'm an Iowa Stater. My recent Iowa State Alumni magazine actually had an article about why individuals should go with a community college associate's degree and then move on. And their theory was that they could be able to have enough money then to get their master's degree. So I thought that was really interesting that the region institutions were even promoting community colleges in that aspect and allowing students to have enough resources to go on, because education is expensive, no matter whether you're looking at an associate's degree or bachelor's degree or on into master's and beyond. It's a very expensive adventure as well as a very expensive proposition in terms of time as well. So it's important that those options are available to students today at a very cost-effective route.
And at first, when they started saying you could move on, that was a very difficult procedure. Now I think most of that's been smoothed out.
And it has. And I think partnerships have been important. The legislature has been involved in that just a little bit. All colleges have what's called Common Course numbering right now, where we know that English 105 is this kind of the same the world around in terms of in the state of Iowa in what its course objective are and outcomes are and benchmarks and standards. So those actually are helped determine. And obviously, probably our four-year institutions lead the way in certain categories, such as Iowa State definitely leads the way in the math realm. If they will, you know, if they are saying statistics or pre-calculus or one of those courses needs to make sure that they cover a certain component, community colleges need to reply and in terms of making that change just as quickly as possible. And so our program chair in the math department is in very close contact and connection with Iowa State in making those changes. And as they're coming down the pipe for Iowa State, we're already evolving to that change change in incorporating it, because it is a matter of fact that these students, when they transfer on, we want that transfer to be as seamless as possible. And the same would be true probably for the University of Iowa in terms of any biological sciences, in terms of how they want their anatomy and physiology to be covered. And I think also over time, the rigor of these classes has been much more stable. So that way, indeed, if you're taking anatomy and physiology at a community college or at a four-year institution, that you are getting a very similar outcome to that education about the things that you know and the ability to be able to have that comprehensive knowledge in moving on, particularly for those medical professions that might involve the biological sciences.
You've mentioned how that, I think, quality and expectations have risen. Has the expectation of the instructors changed with that?
You know, and some of it is hard changes, I think, along the way. Back in, 2009, and then it went into effect in 2011, community college instructors for anything under the arts and science category now need to have a master's degree with 12 credits out of that master's being in their exact discipline. So that's been a pretty challenging change for us, particularly, or I might even say community colleges that are located in more rural areas, because the individual with a master's in English, which has been long-standing tradition that that individual be able to do communication courses as well, maybe a public speaking, a interpersonal communication, different things like that, that was no longer this minimum faculty standards that was incorporated by the legislature. So that meant a lot of changes for us, and a lot of very talented people who have had lifelong careers in areas, and certainly great level of expertise, according to now, to these minimum faculty standards, were no longer considered qualified to teach in these areas. So, you know, many of our instructors went back and got a little bit more education, got a few more graduate credits. Some instructors opted out at that point in time. But the interesting part of that is probably just the standards compared to the region institutions. And so that's a very, very high rigor that the community colleges have today in terms of the individuals that can teach for them, and with the intention is that these individuals who are teaching have a great level of expertise and are going to be able to teach these courses to the rigor necessary.
You mentioned that it's maybe more difficult in the rural areas. Well, how many community colleges are there right now? You don't have to list all the places, but they do vary across the state.
Right. You know, there is 16 different community colleges in the state of Iowa, some of which are in much more heavily populated area. Probably we might think of DMAC or Kirkwood in those instances. But then there are many that are out in much smaller areas, and their home base is in a much smaller area. So that population makes that just a little bit more challenging. Certainly all doing a great job of serving the individuals of Iowa and the individual, you know, academic needs, whether that be for transfer credits or whether that be vocational and technical training. But out in the rural areas, that does make it a little bit more challenging based on the major. Now, if it's in a vocational or technical field, the state of Iowa set up some different parameters with some different levels of expertise. But so it's all been a transition, and I hopefully, you know, the end outcome is that the students are to be the winners and that their education is superior or, you know, at least equal to any other location where they might be gaining this education.
We're visiting with Ann Pross, who is the director of Iowa Western Community College here in Atlantic. And how has technology changed? Let's talk a little bit about technology, because I think that's made a huge impact on how it all operates.
You know, that's so many different ways. And probably one of the main things that we're doing, and Iowa Western is really leading the way in this aspect, is the ability to be able to do video conferencing classes. And that has really been an initiative that I think will just continue to help our students and help students in rural areas. Because what that has allowed is maybe a class that would not have enough students to be a go here for us in Atlantic. Now we're partnering together with the other centers, which would be like Harlan and Clarinda and Shenandoah, or and then we're utilizing the resources of the individuals who want to teach at those locations and gaining students from all the different locations as well as the Council Bluffs location. So we may only have one or two students here in Atlantic, but if we have an instructor who wants to teach, is qualified to teach, that class can then be a go, which is a great situation for the instructor and even a win-win situation for students. So this last year, we have provided more diversity in our courses, or last couple years, than we ever have before. And that allows students to be able to gain more education right here at home without the commitment to traveling. And, you know, online is a great option for many people, but not always the best option for everyone. Each individual needs to learn what their style of learning is. You know, and some people thrive in that setting of online, but some people include or enjoy a much more interactive type environment where they're right with their instructor. And these video conferencing classes have been great. And sometimes you have no idea how many students will sign up for a course. We're doing an economics course that we haven't had be a go here in Atlantic for years, and we have 13 students. So it's just kind of amazing in that aspect. The other technical things that really make it is that cross-the-board communication and how people are communicating with each other. And design technology is an amazing evolution of technology and why that is so important for community colleges to be able to meet these needs of our industry and businesses as well.
Well, if you assume that I hope you learned something about community colleges today. There's lots more to learn, but of course, we've run out of time. Ann and I always do that. And we want to thank you very much, Ann Pross, who's director of Iowa Western Community College here in Atlantic. Until next time, here's a thought. Life as a teacher begins the day you realize that you are always a learner.